We're doing an update on our Kalamazoo stove operation, actually any wood stove operation. And I'm going to give you a little, some clues to this. The camera is shaking around this time. And let's see what I can do here. See what it looks like. I need to go down further. Take a look at this. First of all, this is the Kalamazoo President model. So these cameras don't have the best. Now there's the top of the stove there. Those are warming ovens. Now the warming ovens up here, get this magazine out of the way. We're going to go to that in a few moments. I have a thermometer in that to tell you how hot the stove warming ovens are. Now, I'm going to pick this up so you can see it. It's a little bit better. That is what we used to call granite enameling. The later models of these stoves had granite enameling. This one here is very early, probably about 1932 or something. Now these, both of these ovens open up. I've got some things stored in there. I have made some of my tools, but I try to use the original tools also. Now the stove, this is what the stove looks like. This is a Kalamazoo President. It is white enamel. People have asked me a lot of questions about stoves. I've been using wood stoves all of my life. And I've restored them quite a bit over time, trying to get everything adjusted here. Our kitchen and dining room here is in progress of building, actually. We're putting the cabinets in. There'll be cabinets above there. And over on this wall here, too, the cabinets are actually sitting there now, some of them. This is our wood-burning kitchen area, and then we have a dining area down there. Everything is kind of a helter-skelter right now, but you can kind of see what we're doing here. This heats the whole house, basically, this stove does, in the wintertime. These stoves came with a shelf. Some of them had just a very short shelf down there, just above that, had just a short shelf. And some of them had taller shelves, and you'll see another model of this. The warming ovens here were kind of an extra. Everything costs extra on these stoves. Now, when I bought this stove, it came from Michigan. It was a one-owner stove. They had bought it. The family had bought it there. They used it most of their life. They died. Their grandson had it, and I bought it very reasonably, except it cost me $1,000 to get it shipped to California. It had some options to it that I hadn't had before. It had the lifter there, right there. Came with this one. It was a Kalamazoo lifter. I never had one of those before. And there's in the handle of that, you can actually use a shaker. Now I'm going to take the stove apart here and show you some things. But before I do that, I want to show you a magazine. This is from the Antique Stove Association, the Antique Stove Association. It's HASA. See if I can get this camera here where I can see what I'm doing. Tomahawk Foundry. You're going to need that. You're going to need that name. There's the phone number right there. Alan Dirks is the operator and president of it. And they can take any part of this stove here and make one for you. Any of the cast iron parts, that is. Now, the stoves, you have to maintain them and clean them. You can buy new stoves like this, but I like the old ones better. This is what the quarterly magazine, this is fall of 2023. And you can look at that online, the Antique Stove Association, TASA, or the Antique Stove Association. And it shows you different stoves in there. And sometimes you can buy stoves, people will advertise. Now, here's one here. We don't do it cheap, we do it perfect. And how do you rebuild them? And then here, these people sell stoves, different ones. Stove mica, where they have see-through mica and stoves. This is complete stove restoration, nickel, copper, brass plating, cast iron welding, polishing, any brass or copper items, stoves, parts for sale. Sometimes you can find stoves to these Kalamazoo. I have talked to people all over the United States from east to west coast for this. This one here, this Tomahawk Foundry and the Antique Stove Association is very important. Here's stoves that they have restored and different ones here. Sheet metal range examples. I have 6 wood-burning cook stoves. Now here's, we come to the advertisements and things. Here's advertisements. Stove for sale, stove for sale. Then you can find, I bought a couple of different things from here. I looked up people and they had stove parts. And sometimes stove parts are almost impossible to get. We're going to talk about some of the stove parts here too. Now these are some of the places, parts for sale, different ones. I like the Kalamazoo stoves a lot. I have Montgomery Ward's and Hart Point. I had Glenwood and others over the years. Anyway, this shows you some of the things. We'll put that aside for now, then we'll go back to the stove. Now, there's all kinds of little options. I have options that many people don't have or even saw before. They haven't even seen them. This is a thing on the stove to keep things warm. If you want to put something up here, like cooking beans or something for a long time, you can put that there and it won't let the beans burn as easily. Here's a real Kalamazoo shaker. This came with this stove. I did not have one of these before. The oldest Kalamazoo I have, I've had for 50 years. And you'll see it is out in our cabin. And this was a Kalamazoo shaker. Now down here, let's see if we can get the camera on that. The shaker goes right here and you shake the ashes down. Now we're going to shut this. I want to show you another option here too. This is actually a real Kalamazoo. And it says Kalamazoo right on it. This is a kind of an insulated lifter cap handle. This one here, it keeps, you can leave it on there like that and pick it up and it won't burn your hands. That one is a real Kalamazoo. That's a real find. These things like this are going to cost you money. Now here's a poker that I had made from rebar, and I used it. I've got different ones that I got to use for different things. To clean the stove out, you got to take it apart all the way over to here. By the way, before I go any further, right here, this is where the griddle goes. The griddle does not go over here. I've seen people have the griddle switched. But the reason why you can't put them in different places is because in these griddles, and in these, they fit together like a puzzle. Now, see that? That fits on top of that one. You put that over there, you don't have that. And so you've got problems. This will sag. And right here, there is a little stand right there. And that stand right there is very important. Now this oven, hopefully you can see it, this oven is cast iron. Down there, that's cast iron. Most of the ovens and most of the models of cooks are not cast iron, they're sheet metal. The inside of this stove down here is a, and my flashlight would have to go out. There's a clean out down here, but this stove here is all solid cast iron. And that's very important because it holds the heat very well. Now, I see people starting these stoves to the front of the stove here. That is a no-no in this model of stove. Because you can't start the fire in that stove there because there's a block in it. It's got, let's see if I can get this thing down here a little better. It's got a firebox liner in it. And that firebox liner, you can't put wood in it. See that? If you take it out and you put wood in there, which some people, I see them on the internet doing, oh, we're restoring the stove, and they're putting wood right in there and all that, but they don't have a firebox liner in their stove at all. They got a stove and see if I can put this thing back together. I just cleaned this so much the other day. They shine really well. They shine like a gun barrel. I'm going to take this apart here. And you can look down in the stove. I hope. Yeah, there you go. You can look down in that stove, and I'm going to go get a light real quick. Marilyn, I'm going to be going back to that. Don't change it. Don't change it. Now, hopefully you can see better with this down in there. Now, this is a liner. There are 1, 2, 3 pieces on the side of this President model, and on the Liberty model, same thing. Liberty and President model are the same thing, except that the President model is solid cast iron. Now, on this here, we got sheet metal here and there on the President stove, and sheet metal back there. There's sheet metal here on the door covers. Now, by the way, this stove was in perfect condition when I bought it in Michigan. But when they shipped it, almost always they will break something. One stove I had was a perfect stove. They broke the door handle. This one here, they chipped. See the chips in that? They chipped that, and they broke the oven. And I had to have the oven welded. And they chipped the face of the oven. This stove was just immaculate when I bought it. Like I said, it was a one burner stove. Now, inside of the stove box, it's very important that you have a stove box liner. Now, some people, there's a coal chute, or you can put pieces of wood in there. Now, this one here, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces that cover this. If you look over here, you'll see there's a stove box liner right there. Now, all of that fits together. It doesn't fit together easily. I mean, sometimes you got to grind it when you have these rebuilt at the Tomahawk Foundry. You can send these pieces back. I would say that you ought to at least have one set of liners, which I don't have. I was so broke this winter that I didn't take this, or summer, that I didn't take this all out and send it back to Tomahawk Foundry and have them make me another set or two of them. It's expensive to do that, but you've got the original stove, and you can take bricks and put in there. And that's what they call the Good Time Stove Company. They do that, and they cut them, and they do it very professionally and everything. But the stove does not remain as hot with the bricks in it as it does with the cast iron. Now I'm going to show you a picture of this. Now this thing will lift up like this. You can put things in there and slide it over here. You can have a coal bucket to pour coal in it. Coal is a little bit rough on things. Anyway, you want to make sure that you got a liner and all that, and a lot of people take this one, some people do this, not a lot. Some people take this back one out because it's a cast iron back in it. But when it burns out back there, you're done. Your stove is finished. It's over with. Now here, looking back here, I'm going to show you some little things. Hopefully we're getting all this on here. Here, there are clips. That's a clip. It's a little steel clip there. Those are hard to find. They screw on. You got another one here, right up there in your oven. You got another one up there in the oven. Let's see if I can get that up there. Right there on the oven, you got that, another clip. This is necessary. Some of these models had a locking oven, but most of them did not. Now down here, you've got a plate cap down here that you take out. And it's necessary because you've got to clean this out. The fire goes out over through here, down that side, comes down and below the oven. The oven is basically floating in fire. And then it goes up the back of it. Now you clean that out with a clean out there. Now this stove is in very good condition. It doesn't have a granite here. Now I've taken all of the screws out, the old rusty screws, and I've taken out and replaced almost every one of them. You have to. These stainless are screws that I have here. You got to cut them off to fit. Now that locks up there like that. Of course, there's your Kalamazoo direct to you. Now down here, you take these out. Most of these, when you buy them, many of them are broken. Be very careful handling these and taking them apart and putting them together because they can break. Hopefully we'll look at this ash pan. Maybe. Well, the ash pan there, I had it made about 50 years ago. Now, that one is not exactly right for this stove. It was just perfect for the model out there that I have in the cabin, which is the Liberty model. Now, if you look up here, sometimes it's very difficult to get these that are not broken. This one here is a President model. It is intact. This one was 1936. That stove is not 1936. This is an earlier stove. But the one that came with this stove was broken. Now, down in here, inside, down below, in that area, it's where your ash pan goes. But in the side of that ash pan, right over here, is a cast iron compartment. You have to take that out and clean that out in there. And down to that is a spring. Sometimes you have to replace the springs. I didn't have to replace the spring on this one, but I've had to replace the springs on almost every other one that I've had. Now the present model has this lever there that slides in there. That keeps the door from falling all the way down. Sometimes the doors would break. As far as I know, only the President model has that. The President model, you can look at for the President, all of us, you know, they've got cast iron oven linings. You can see the cast iron shelf slides that go in there. Now, I saw people taking these apart that were all broken and burned up. They would put pieces in them and everything, and then weld them back together, whatever, put it back in the stove. That's not what you should do. You should take that thing, send it to Domhawk Foundry, and have them cast you one, and then grind it together. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to go in, we're going to look at a video on YouTube how these stoves were actually made at the Kalamazoo factory. Now, originally these had a bale on them that slipped up, and I'll show you one of them in a little while. slide that back there. Put this back together. With use, sometimes you have to tighten up the screws here on all the stove. That one there, that's the oven thing, the oven spring. Now they're going to slide this back together. Close this like that. Now over here, right there, is where the water tank went. This one here had a water tank, and you can open this up here and you could get hot water out of it. This one also had a, on this side over here, looking down in the firebox, it had that piece that goes on that side of the stove, the far left side of the stove. It was hollow and it had pipe fittings going out, and it goes out the back of the stove, and water would run through there and it would heat up in that container. Then I have a water tank down at the other place that goes with these, that you had hot water going, cold water going in, hot water coming out. Then you go and you plumb the rest of your house. I know people that have nothing but one of these for hot water heaters. Now on this side over here, this is a place you can store different things for your stove. There's all kinds of different plate caps and things. That's a broken, that's 1935, that's a president model, that's a broken door. It can be repaired by someone that knows how to repair. This is I hope I've got it on camera. This is a plate clamp lifter. That one there was one that I originally got with a stove. That's the only one I've ever seen. I had the other one up there that I showed to you that I bought online. Very rare. I sent this back to the Tom Hawk factory and I had them make about 6 of them. I should have had them made more and sold some of them to people. Now there's just different doors here. Here's another. This is a Kalamazoo Liberty model off the stove I have out there. But see, it's broken. This one had been repaired to some extent, but it broke. And this was 1934. There are different kind of lifters in there. There's different stove tops. Here's a stove top here that it sets there and it lifts up, and it's a simmer burner. These are called burners. Here are different kinds of cap lifters. This is one that a friend of mine, Homer Mady Maddox, gave to me many, many years ago. It's the best shape of all of these that are what they call insulated ones. Put this back in there. This stove top here to get on camera. That one there is this flat. When they built these stoves, they cut the whole stove top separate. It was totally separate. They took all these. I'm going to encourage you to watch how they built these from the Tomahawk factory. But they would put all the stove top back together, all together just like it's sitting there, and they would grind the top of it and make it really smooth. The idea is that you can take a pot and slide it all the way across the stove without it clicking or anything. That's the whole idea of that. You want that people like to be able to slide their pots and pans across the stove without them catching. And also now down here at the bottom, see if I can get that. That is a little cover there. This thing comes out like that. And you take a tool like this, and you put that tool in there, and you scrape all of the edges out. Now this has already been cleaned, so there's nothing going to come out of there much at all. But that's where that goes, okay? You can make these or you can buy them. This one here is a bought one. I have other ones here. Now let's look around. One thing you're going to need, a brush. A brush. That's an old shop brush there. You wipe off the top of your stove, just to open the plate cap and put the ashes and stuff down in the stove. And you're going to need a shovel. A shovel to shovel ashes out. Let's see if I can get that. You can buy these just about anywhere, these ash shovels. Another thing that I would, you take your, when you're cleaning out the bottom of the stove here, you take your ash pan out and lay it down in front down there where the ashes, when you're cleaning all the soot out of that, the soot and creosote and everything, you take it out of there and it just falls right into that ash pan. That's a help. But also, if you possibly can, you need to find a real steel old oil bucket or something, and to put your ashes in. You can take the ashes out of the ashtray and then dump them right directly into a steel bucket, not a plastic bucket, because you may have real hot ashes in there, and then you're going to melt the bucket. So if you got a steel bucket, I'd have a couple of them. And so you're looking at the stove. Now, we're going to find one stove out here that is very, very pristine. I think it's a 1934 Kalamazoo Puritan model. It's got all the extras to it. Even has a what we call a plate that goes underneath there that goes on top of the stove that keeps the ashes from burning anything. It's got that out there. You'll see that in a little while. Now, I'm going to take you back into the house. And like I said, sometimes you can get parts for these from these antique stove association people. Get the membership, and sometimes they'll tell you what they have. And another thing also, the stovepipe. This stovepipe here, the guy that I had originally building this thing wouldn't do what I told him to do. He was pretty much a dopehead. That's all I had at that time. Anyway, he put the stove pipe in the wrong place. If I had that stove out here where it came straight down, it would be out in the middle of the room here. Anyway, I had to put a couple of turns. I need to put at least two T's on that to clean the stove pipe out, because the stove pipes really need to be cleaned out. You can use an additive that you can put in there that is a chimney sweep that you put in there. It's a hot, and it goes up and burns all the ashes and things out of the stovepipe. Now we're going to go. There's the other side of it. Try to get everything here going. This slides all over, not exactly the way I want it to do this. Now we're going to go in the living room. And where we're going to go in here, we're going to do two things. On YouTube, you can find a lot of things. And I'm going to show you some things here. Different people on YouTube with these.
I had already changed.
Yeah, I know, Marilyn. It's all right. I will change it back. I had it set up where I could come in here and do that right away. Okay, here is, I don't know where we are here now. Okay. Okay. got to go back to where we started. My wife evidently didn't know I was going to come in here and do this. She didn't hear me. But you can go to YouTube and put Kalamazoo Wood Burning Cookstove, okay? And you can go on there, and now you've got, there's one that we did that's got basically 1,000 views to that one. Here's another one, Lighting the First Fire. And there's another Kalamazoo President. And then here's my stove there. There's 363 views on that one. And then here's a guy that rebuilt his. And they bought this one and they did a lot of rebuilding on it. And see there, that is a no, no, no. Do not light your stove from the front unless it is a very old model. He doesn't have the stove box liner in the left, in the right, or even in the front. He shouldn't do that until he can find the right things, because it's going to burn up your stove. There's where he rebuilt that. If you did something like that, you put it to send it to Tomahawk Foundry, have them make you another piece and put that thing in there. Maybe have you make a next one, if all reality. Anyway, these are different stoves. But you go back over here now, also, and you can go to Discover the Word with Dr. Jim. Go on that one, and there, and then you come down here, and you can go over, and now there are 4 videos here now, but there's going to be more, and you can look at the videos there. There they are. You can go on there and then look at about the maintenance, cooking, and everything. I even have one out there on how to operate a wringer washing machine. Okay, so you can see that. So you can see what you can do here on YouTube. I'm not the only one that goes out here. I think there's probably more that do things. These are just different classes that I've done and everything here. But there's the wood burning cook stove operation, repair, and tips. And I want to go over here to this one thing, very important now. We're going to go back to search. Kalamazoo Wood Stoves. Now we're going to go over here to see something that is extremely important for you if you own a Kalamazoo stove. Now this is commercials, which we don't need, but we'll see what we can do here and get rid of that real fast. This is a Kalamazoo stove factory where all the stoves that I had were made. We're going to speed it forward here a little bit. They show you how they make the cast. That was hard work, dirty work. How they did all of that. And now, let's see here. That's what I wanted you to see. The stove tops are assembled and ground as a unit to assure perfect surface. That's why you want to slide it. See what I told you about that. Now that's the way it was. Now on my stoves you'll see that some of them have those grind marks still there, grind and polish marks. They were all ground together, all the plate caps and everything. Very seldom will you get a stove now that has all of the original plate caps on it. Now he's going to take it all apart and they're going to start putting them together. They're going to show you how they put this. And then the guy begins to build the stove, I think, over here. Someone, no, that's still, they're going to enamel it now. Now the guy's going to build a Kalamazoo President. This is the President. Those are all solid cast iron plates. You can see how the stove was assembled. Now, why I'm telling you this is you may have to take your stove partially apart, especially the guy that had the stove that the oven was burned up in. Now, I'm sure he would have done what I said to do to send it back to Tomahawk Foundry and get one made. Anyway, this is the way they put the stove together, and they also put, actually, they used asbestos caulking in the pieces. Now, see, this is a President model. It's got the piece in there in the back that stops the oven from falling down. Now, that's an early model because it does not have the granite enameling. See there, There's the stop. It also has a spring in it. The springs, you may have to take and replace the springs. That's the way you put the doors on also. So you got to see a little bit about that. And that's very important if you're going to rebuild these stoves, especially the Kalamazoo models. Now you can oil those stoves tops. I use WD-40 or olive oil, and it will shine like a gun barrel when you get finished with it. We're going to go back here and look. Now, I've seen them use bacon grease. Bacon grease has salt in it. Just remember, and salt is corrosive. If you use bacon grease on your stove, it may rust. If you use olive oil, it won't rust. If you use WD-40, it won't rust. Or anything like that. You oil them and they just get, it may be rusty looking and everything, but if you take and sand it, use a sander, sand they all down real good, get all the rust off of it, and then when you heat it up, it's going to turn blue. Now, we'll go out here and go to the different places. We are old-fashioned. We have chickens. Some of my chickens are very old. There's a hen there, 16 years old there. She still lays. This is my log splitter and some wood out here. Now we're going to look at four different Kalamazoo stoves. Four different Kalamazoo stoves. Chickens are glad to see me. They're telling me they're there and they love me and whatever. Or feed them. This stove that I'm going to show to you here, let me get the door open. Was like brand new. Now let's see if I can get this thing to look at it. Now it's still sitting here. There's the stove. Stove's all apart. But there you see a water tank. There's the stove. Down in the bottom of it. Now let's see if I can get anything done here. I hope. We're getting this on camera. This is what the original tray actually looks like. This ashtray is hardly even used. Now on the bottom of these stoves, they're supposed to have that plate down there. Now this is the only stove that I've got that has that plate. In the bottom. It has the compartment there for the spring in there and there's a lot of cast iron parts in there. There's the oven. Now this is a granite oven. This one is just almost perfect. This stove was not used as a wood stove. They put a cast iron, not a cast iron, but a pipe in there, and they converted it to a natural gas stove. Now there's the top that goes to the back, and that's the plate that goes below the stove right there. Now it's the same color as the stove, but I got it turned around the other way. Anyway, there it is. There's the stove. That stove is just about as perfect. I gave $4,500 for that stove. But it wasn't all there, because it wasn't used as a wood stove. It didn't have a firebox liner at all, and I wasn't going to use it without a firebox liner. Well, I called all over trying to sell the antique stoves people, and I found a stove. And so I bought another stove and had it shipped, which was $1,000, out to California where we lived at that time. Now this one here has got all the buff marks on it. See the buff marks? When it was buffed, originally. It has all the buffing marks on it from when it was originally put together and buffed. You can look back there, I think, and you can see the buffing marks on that stove. Now this goes on it, all of that, and I got more parts over here for it someplace among all of this. I think I've got more parts back there, but there's, now here's some right here on this side. There's a box full of parts for it there. But it all goes together, it's all there now. Now the one thing I forgot to show you on the Kalamazoo President and the Liberty model is they have some different things. The Kalamazoo President has a lever in the back that you can shut the damper off halfway and then full, where all the fire goes around the oven. Now, we're going to shut that door, hopefully. Now we'll go on further. Right now we're going to go look at the Liberty model, which is in the cabin. You know, I'll get a look at my yard out here. Everything's in progress. Got two hens that are 16 years old and one rooster that is 16 years old. They're brother and sisters. I've had them chickens live up to 30 years. The only other thing I could have done on that was to put that stovepipe through the wall and then go up, which would have been a little bit easier to clean. We'll go over here to the cabin now. We're still in the process of moving up here. We got stuff all over the place. This is the third Kalamazoo stove you're going to see. This one is the Liberty model. I've had this stove for more than 50 years. Now, it's got a different set of warming ovens on top of it. I got those from Pennsylvania. They came from the Amish back there. And inside of this is granite. Here, I took the covers off of the other one, put in there, but that you can look in there and you can see that it's granite. They're in that granite enamel. I've replaced all the screws here in it also. Now looking down in the stove, let's see if I can get over here on the floor, maybe. I'll just pick it up. This is all I had originally in that stove. It's burned out. This went in the front of the stove and it's burned out, as you can see. I used what I had of it. This is a firebox liner for the left side. Make sure I'm up here. There I am. This is a firebox liner for the up that side of the stove. These are the plate cap head. This is another plate cap lifter. Show you this. You can put pieces of wood. Now if you look down in that stove firebox, it has no liner at all in it. I would never use this stove without the firebox liner in it, whether I put bricks in there or what. Now, the Kalamazoo President and the Kalamazoo Liberty model have a different option. I'm going to show this to you. Back here you can lift up and put a large piece of wood in there. You can put a large piece of wood in there. Now if you look down in there, the stove is in good shape. Very good shape. I've had it for 50 years and I take good care of things. Now on these models, of the lesser models, the president is all solid cast iron. See, none of the liners are in this. I got two pieces of liner up there. That one goes on the back side, that one goes on the front side, that one goes on the left side, but I don't have these. And I would not burn this stove at all or use this stove unless I had liners of some sort in it. I like the real original liners. Now you could send that back to Tomahawk Foundry, which I'm going to do, hopefully, when I get enough money to do it. One other thing, almost forgot. Down in there, right down there is a plate that goes across there. And that plate, when you shake the ashes down, it funnels the ashes down into the ash pan. He goes down into the ash pan. Now a lot of stoves, that's been burned out. I made some of those myself, I can do that. And I drilled the holes for them and everything. Now on the front of this stove, down there, you see there the cracking on the front of that and the enamel. That's why, that's because the people that had it before I did not have a liner in the front of it, firebox liner, and it burned the enamel off. Now there, that says the president model. Let's see what year that is. Be careful when you take these out, you can break these off. That one's 1935. That's the ash pan there. Everything fits on this stove very well, but it does need a firebox liner. And I will not use it. Even though it's hooked up, I'm not going to use it unless I get a firebox liner. And another thing, I was asking about these adapters. Now this is the adapter that originally came with this stove. It's really old. I think it goes from 7 or 8 inches down to 5 or 6 inches, which is the stove pipe. Now, I think that I got that at Lehman's or one of the places that have stove parts. And I did answer the guy online that sent me the email and everything to do that. Now looking at this oven here, I've had to do some repair. But this oven is not cast iron. Across the top of the oven there is a cast iron plate. Now you can see that the granite enamel is there in place. I've had to repair this stove extensively in the last 50 years. This one here, has the lift up for the water tank compartment, and there that is, down in there. Make sure I got that on camera here. So there's the doors. You may have to tighten up the screws on these now and then. And then you may have to put more caulking. They've got some caulking now that you can use to do this. To see if you've got it over here. Help you with this also. I'm trying to help you with everything that I can think of. There is furnace cement. Now they used to use asbestos, but now you use furnace cement, and you've got to seal the top of that stove above the oven. There has got to be sealed between that and that compartment there. Otherwise, air will go in there. Now, only the President model has a lever in the left side that you can shut the damper off halfway or full. Most of them just full, that's all. You can see my fingerprints on the yellow pair, but I don't see this stovepipe is going up like it should go up, okay? Anyway, like I said, I've got those set of warming ovens from a man in Pennsylvania that they came from the Amish back there. We'll shut this up a little bit. I wanted to show you the adapter, the reducer there. I'll come back out here and shut that up. Also, you put a damper just in the first stovepipe section. You put a damper in there to adjust the heat in your stove. This one here, over here, right over here, hopefully you're, let me make sure that you're getting this on camera. Yep, you are. The stove, when it comes out, now only the President model has a lever on the other side that you can shut the damper halfway. There's the full one, making the fire go around the whole oven and down out the bottom and up the back. That's full, but sometimes you don't want all that heat in there. You don't need it all, but you want it heated up across the top here a little better, so you use that. Here, right there for the battery. That's a damper. See the damper coming out. And if you look down in there, hopefully, you can see the cast iron plate that goes across the top of the oven. If it didn't have that cast iron plate there, it would burn the sheet metal oven up. Now, some of you that don't have that, you better put it there or else you're going to burn the oven up. Simple as that. Now we're going to go out and we're going to look at one more stove. The stove that I had to buy to fix the one that I paid $4,500 for. And we're going to look around here. By the way, down that side of my property is a creek. Chattabitch Creek. What you hear there is the creek roaring. Around here, probably you'll hear some wind. This is our outdoor kitchen, our summer kitchen. I've got to put a retaining wall here with a cement walk around here when I get it all finished. Like I said, we're still building and still working. Now here we go to this stove. This stove came out of Wisconsin, I think, if I remember right. I wanted to show you some things about this stove. Taking it apart. Remember, the griddle plate goes there, not here. You can put the griddle plate there, but it will not have a way to hold it up. Now there is the cast iron right there that goes across. Now if you want to, if you have a stove like this, you can put a plate of steel all the way over there across. It'll protect that sheet metal oven better. Again, there's the oven. It makes the fire go all the way around, down the side, from the bottom, all the way up the back. And that's half shut. This goes here. Do you see how that it fits together? That does not have that. So if you put that over here, your stove top will sag. And this one's got a full liner in it also. That's good. Now this is an original Kalamazoo stove ash pan. It has a bale on it. And it has a little handle in the front. And that fits perfectly in this one. This stove came with almost everything. Now the top of this stove is over here. This is a door cover. This stove was built in 1934. It tells you that Puritan model, built in 1934. It has a granite enamel oven. It has a cast iron bottom. It has the clean out. This is a Kalamazoo shaker also that goes right there. It pumps the ashes. Now there's the other top. This is a warming shelf. Some of them are very short down here. Let's see if I can get my hand in there. Down there, just above the stove. But this one's got a taller one. This one here was damaged somehow. That's the worst thing about the stove. The stove is in really good shape. The ash pan in there. Now looking over here, this stove has almost all of the original grind and polish marks on it. All the way across the top. This one here had originally a cast iron plug. This one. This one actually had a cast iron plate that goes on there that's on the other one there. I always take the warming or the water tanks out because I'm not going to use them. No, there's two or three of those around here. This one here is lined exactly perfectly all the way around and it fits perfectly. I had to take this liner out. I sent it to the Tomahawk factory. And I had another set of those made to put in that other turquoise and cream colored stove. It did not have a liner in it at all. It had a gas log in there. We're going to put this thing together here. Now, I took these caps off of a good Kalamazoo stove and I sent them back to Tomahawk factory. Now when they come back rough. This has been sanded a lot. I sanded the top of that. They were meant to be ground down in one place. Now I did sand the top of the stove and everything. This one here is much better. It's smoother. It is the gun blue, as you can see, like the rest of the stove. Like I said, I would not suggest you use bacon grease to do this because bacon grease has salt in it. Now this stove was in perfect condition when they shipped it to me, except for the warming shelf. They broke the handle and they chipped the stove. In those places it doesn't have any chips in the stove at all, but when you have one shipped, you better have somebody that really, really knows what they're doing about packaging the stove. Now, in the bottom of this thing here, over there inside, see it does not have a deal to keep the thing going down too far. It doesn't have a stop on it, but it does have the spring in the bottom of it. I didn't have to replace that. Looking back here, in the very first section of pipe, now there's the adapter, which is a new adapter, which I bought from one of those places, Lehman's or somebody. And there is in that first section, I have a damper in it. That helps regulate the stove better. This one I modified. They do not come with that hole in there originally, or a nail in it, but I modified it. Now that's wide open. Like that. You see it down there, wide open. And that shuts it. That makes the fire go all the way around. But there is no halfway in between like there is on the President model. The President model only has that. I know. No other model has that. Thank you for watching. I hope that I've helped you. I try to give you as much pointers as I can. I did all this the hard way. If you have any questions, please email me. The way you regulate this is you put your firewood in there, what size firewood, what kind of firewood you got, whether you use coal or whatever, it all it will cook differently. You've got your intake down there on the side of the stove. That lets the air in. You don't have to do much of that. Some of the modern stoves are airtight stoves. Very airtight. And they are good stoves. But I like the old stoves myself. Please like the videos if you like them. Please subscribe. When I have more things to show you, I will. And I'll try to... I think that we have really helped people. I'm looking at the stove here with this. We really help people in repairing and using your stoves. I've cooked on wood all of my life. I grew up very poor. Native Americans from Oklahoma came to California to be mistaken for White Okies. Now everybody wants to be Indian. Back then it wasn't good to be Indian. Anyway, we had a shack that was built by with just board scrap lumber with a dirt floor. Didn't even have a door. It had a flap for a door. No electricity, no running water. And we cooked everything on wood, even in the hot 120 degree summers in Bakersfield at that time. So I know how to cook with wood. I cooked with wood when I lived in Fish Lake Valley before, when I lived here when I was a kid. I came up here about 7-8 years old. We had a wood-burning cook stove in the house. We didn't have any electricity here. We did have running water. But so if we ironed clothes, you had to do it with flat irons, which I have some of those. Anyway, thank you for watching. Please like it. Please subscribe. It helps us. And God bless you. Have a good time cooking on your stoves, or whatever you're doing with them, whether you're looking at them, just displaying them in your living room or your garage or whatever. You know what's supposed to be in them now. I hope that I helped you with the parts and everything. Contact people in the Antique Stove Association, different people there will help you out. They really help each other, I'm telling you. If they can help you, they will. If they can get a part for you, they will. If they can tell you where to get it made, they will. There is a place there even to take your damage, the enamel, and send it back, and they can enamel also in different places. God bless you. Take care.